at Gustav's home in Vienna. Gustav, this is unacceptable. What happened to your manners? I see only one solution. A stay in Paris during your next holiday at your Auntie Marie's house. But Dad, what about the football training camp? Football can wait. Good manners cannot. Plus, your cousin Mimi is in Paris. She will be delighted to see you. I am not so sure about that at all. Moreover, it is time for you to improve your French, and you know it well. If you want to speak a foreign language, you must practice it. Pay attention, he will score! A little later. I have some bad news. What's up? Did Rapid lose again? No, worse, 1,000 times worse. Your cousin, Mimi, is coming during the next holiday? Worse. I have to go there. No way. To Paris? Oh, poor you. I really feel sorry for you. But what about our football training camp? You can't do that to us. A month later, in Paris. What are you doing there, Mimi? Next to the front door? I'm entering our code. In Paris, almost every building has its own digital code. What if I don't know the code? You stay outside. Mimi lives here. Come, Gustav. I want you to meet the most important person in our building. Her name is Colette. Hello, Mrs. Colette. How are you? This is Gustav, my cousin. He's just arrived from Vienna in Austria. Hello, Gustav. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Paris, the most charming city in the world. Mimi's neighbours. On the fourth floor, Mimi, her dog Broccoli, and her parents. Their garden is a tiny pot of flowers on the windowsill. Mimi can see the top of the Eiffel Tower from her bathroom window on a clear day. On the third floor, Mr. Perrick, with his enormous moustache and his equally enormous book about Paris. He loves children, especially Mimi. On the second floor, the DuPonts with their daughter Rose. Rose is a real nuisance. Mimi hates Rose. Rose hates Mimi. On the first floor, Miss Martha, with her piano and her tomcat named Chopin. She is a true Parisian. She has a very impressive collection of shoes. Suddenly, oh my gosh! Chopin, where are you? He has disappeared. Colette, Chopin has disappeared. Please help me find him. I will ask around in the neighbourhood if anyone has seen him. If you want, miss, Gustav and I could make posters and hang them up in the shops in the area. Oh, thank you, Mimi. That is very kind of you. At Mimi's home. Come and help me, Gustav. It rhymes, but it is full of spelling mistakes. Let me correct that. Who did see a lost kitty? Come on. Let's go and distribute the posters. Who has seen the cat called Chopin? A few minutes later, at the baker's. Hello, sir. This is my cousin, Gustav, who lives in Vienna. Welcome to Paris. A true Viennese. What an honour. Children, did you know that it was a Viennese officer who brought the croissants to Paris? Really? His name was August Zhang, and he made the very first croissants in 1839 in his Viennese bakery in Rue de Richelieu, number 92. What a success! To be honest, we came to ask your permission to put this poster up in your shop. Our neighbour has lost her cat. She is desperate. No problem. I will put it up straight away. Mimi, listen to my plan for the week. I will try out one of these delicacies every day. Monday, a croissant. Tuesday, a chocolate croissant. Wednesday, an apple turnover. Thursday, a chocolate eclair. Friday, a sweet bun. Saturday, a strawberry charlotte. Sunday, choux with coffee cream. Oh, stop it! Tasty! Gustave, did you visit a bit of Paris with Mimi today? We mainly visited the area around here because we have been looking for Miss Martha's cat. Oh, that is very kind of you children, but do take the time to visit the city. We're going to the Eiffel Tower tomorrow. The following day, in front of the Eiffel Tower. It was built in 1889 by Gustave Eiffel. Yes, I know, for the Universal Exhibition. Stop showing off, everyone knows that. And do you know that it is repainted every 7 years? Guess how much paint is needed to paint it? 60 tons! And there are 1,665 steps to climb up to reach the top. Bah, that is nothing. I'm in good shape. Do you think Chopin will come back home? We might have good news on our return. Who knows? Back home. Do you know if Chopin has been found? No, unfortunately. No one has called. In the living room. Listen, Martha is playing Chopin. She misses her cat. Tomorrow we will visit Cow's Island. What is that? Are we going to the countryside? Will there be a field? No, that is what they used to call the island of St. Louis in the past. The next day on the island. Until the 17th century, the island of St. Louis was a large meadow where the cows would graze. The laundresses would dry their washing in the fields. Imagine that, right in the heart of Paris. Mimi, look, a lost kitten. It is following us. I have an idea. Let's offer it to Martha. Great idea. I will put it in my bag. Let's celebrate it. My dad told me that Paris is also the city of good food, and I have to check if it's true. And we'll ask for some milk for the kitten. Excellent! I am proud of you, cousin. Let's have pancakes on the Place des Vosges. It is on our way home. In the creperie. The Place des Vosges is one of the most beautiful squares in Paris. It was inaugurated in 1612 on the occasion of the engagement between Louis XIII and Anne of Austria. Look, there's our neighbour, Mr. Peric. I will invite him to our table. Ah, hello. Hello, sir. What are you reading, Mr. Peric? It is a book about the history of the Place des Vosges and the Marais area. The delicacy of the day. Recipe for French butter cakes. Makes 32. 3 eggs, 150 grams of sugar, 200 grams of flour, 8 grams of baking powder, 100 grams of melted butter, and 50 centilitres of milk. Melt the butter in a pot at a low temperature. Mix the eggs with sugar and add 40 centilitres of milk. Add the flour and baking powder and the rest of the milk. Leave to rest for 15 minutes. Grease the moulds and pour the batter into the moulds. but not right to the top, as the batter will raise. Preheat the oven to 240 degrees, gas 8, and after 5 minutes of baking, lower the temperature to 200 degrees, gas 6 or 7. Leave to bake for another 10 minutes. Keep an eye on the cakes. Once out of the oven, take the butter cakes out of the moulds. Did you know that a long time ago, this square was called Place Royale, and it was here that they sold horses? The writer, Victor Hugo, lived at number 6. It was here that he wrote most of his novels. He was only 29 years old when he wrote his well-known novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. You know the story, don't you? Yes, it's the story about Quasimodo the hunchback, who falls in love with the beautiful gypsy Esmeralda. Yet another story for the girls. Later, in front of Colette's lodge. Hello, Mrs. Do you know if Martha is in? No. She went to her mother's house. The poor thing, she did not like being alone at home. She misses Chopin. At home. Put him down gently. We have to wait for Martha's return. And tomorrow I will take you to see Notre Dame. As for the football, just wait and see. The following day, in front of the cathedral. Don't you think she looks like Esmeralda, Gustave? Yes, you are right. I'll buy a bunch of flowers for your mother. Hey, look at the basket. Something's moving inside. But it's Chopin. What are you doing there? Ah, is it yours? I thought it had been abandoned. I found it in the Bastille area, close to the opera house, where I sometimes sell flowers. What a pity. It was nice to have some company. Mrs., we have an idea that you will enjoy. We need to return Chopin to his owner, and we will be right back. 1 hour later. Here, a kitten for you. We found it yesterday, and it did not seem to belong to anyone. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wasn't expecting such a beautiful gift. I will always remember you and Chopin, thanks to Minou. That's what I'll call it. Chopin! Tonight you have deserved this nice concert. What a joy it is to make others happy. On Sunday, I will take you to watch a football match. PSG is playing at Stade de France. Yay!